Wednesday night, Chavis Halvodas, Yutes Adar Aleph, Shari Yichud HaMaisa. What?
Maybe the rug wants to borrow a special pad for the bed. Am I getting a pad to sleep?
No, it's just that you did that much work.
I thought I didn't get it.
Words
out on the street.
So, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, page Kuf Pei Dalet. He's talking about the Yetzer Hara, different things. Now he's talking about that the Yetzer Hara, you can have kavon and davening. He fills your mind up with all sorts of things. And he says, Imamish, you could be a situation where you're asking Hashem for things. And in general, he's talking about the Yetzer Hara doesn't let you focus on Olam Haba things. And he makes you busy with Olam Hazeh. Here in particular, he's talking about that you finally tore yourself away from all your things. And you came to Davin, and you start thinking about all the things that you think about during davening. So he says, we're in the middle of the page, Kupay Dalad. The Imtis Oribo Osa Shah, he tells us now how to fight back. You find yourself in the middle of davening, tell yourself, Tatasa Cheshbon Im Nafshecha. The Tomar law, and now the Chavis Halvodas is going to say something which I've said many times. He uses a certain he has a certain mahalach that he uses throughout the Sefer. He compares our relationship with Hashem. He wants us to look at how we relate to people. Throughout the Sefer, he says, if you wouldn't treat a person this way, how do you treat Hashem this way? If you would expect to be treated a certain way by a person, if you did X, Y, Z, so what do you want from Hashem? Hashem's going to treat you the same way. And he does this throughout the Sefer. And when you read it, it's a little jarring. It feels like, because I don't know, Hashem's Hashem. Like, he's almost assigning Hashem human emotions, and Hashem will react the way a human reacts. He does it again here. He says, imagine if you go to someone, he's about to say, you go to someone, you need $1 million loan for your business. You go to the bank, you're sitting with the bank president, and you're making a presentation. How you need it, your business is going to fold if you don't have it, and you pay him interest. It's going to be so good for him if he lends you the money. Now, just imagine he can read your mind, and while you're talking, you're thinking about where you went last night to the movies, and what you're going to have for supper that night, and your mind is like all over the... I'll get very angry. So you're coming to ask me for a loan, and you can't even, like, focus on what you're talking about. You're thinking about everything else. I can't take you seriously. You can't even focus your mind. Like, how much can you need the loan if you're in Paris, you're in a hotel. Like, who knows where you are? So that's how Hashem reacts also. He does this throughout the Sefer. Throughout the Sefer, he does this, and I think the pshat is, I believe that the Chavis Halvodas holds, because he talks about it a little throughout the Sefer also. That's why I think I'm right. All this, the way people react, Hashem created everything. Hashem wants us to learn from human reactions what's right and what's wrong. In Shar Bitachon, he talks about, I have to ask a guy to do me a favor. So before I ask to do me a favor, so you go, I go to his door to borrow money from him. It says on the door, do not ring bell. No. My grandfather sleeps between 2 and 3 o'clock. Do not ring bell. Knock. Ring the bell. He opens the door. He says, what are you doing? You ring the bell for? He says, stupid sign. I don't care about the sign. By the way, can you lend me money? I need a down payment for my mortgage. I'll throw you out. That is a shar bitachon. Just another example. He says, you can't be talking to Hashem if you're doing averus the whole day. Your mom rests pi Hashem. You're going against Hashem. Then you can't expect him. What do you think he's a fool? If you don't care about him, he doesn't care about you. So again, it sounds as true as it is. It sounds funny. He does this throughout the Sefer. And I believe he does it because he holds, just like he says in Sharon Bitochon, he says at one point, he says, the love parents have for a child is the mirror image of the love that Hashem has for us. As we experience, it's a way for us to experience Hashem's love. We can't connect to Hashem, really. I understand from that Chavis Aldovus with the love that Hashem creates the human condition and the human emotions and dynamics to be what in Yiddish is called an upspiegeling sach, a reflection, not a mirror image, a reflection. A reflection of how Hashem has midos. Hashem is Yud Gimel midos harachamim. So, if people react a certain way down here, we're not talking about crazy people. We're talking about normal people. If they react a certain way, so it's to teach us that that's the way Hashem feels, so to speak. Hashem doesn't feel. It's the way Hashem reacts. Hashem doesn't react. That's how Hashem relates to us. So that's why here he says it. He does it again. He says, if you're asking somebody for a favor, and if he knows that you're thinking about what the Mets did last night, so he's saying you're not serious. You know you're not serious. You're here begging me for a loan, and you're thinking about the Mets. It means you're not serious. It means you're a clown. Get out of here. That's on Hashem. The Talmud will tell your Yetzahara, Ha'ech enegam abori yisala, how can I treat Hashem? But ofon, she'en roi li linog bo'o mabrios. I wouldn't, you know, we say sometimes, you have an exception, I wouldn't treat a dog that way. So he said, you wouldn't treat a human that way. So you treat Hashem that way. Bizman shani zokok lahem, if I need them or they need me, I don't treat Mishani Pona Elov. If I turn to someone, Leizet Tzorech, because I need him. Ubikashtiv Belashoni, and I say to him, can you do me a favor? Lamalo, Belibi, Felibi Umatspuni Ponami Menu. In my heart and mind, I'm thinking about something else. Bilu Yoda Bakach, if he could read my mind, he'd throw me out of the house so fierce I wouldn't know what hit me. Ubozeni, he would mock me, he would make fun of me. He would think I'm nuts. I'm coming to ask him for money, and I'm like, it's like, it's a chutzpah, shows you're not serious. Ubavadik shloim mali bakashasi, he's not going to. When he throws me out of the house, he's not going to say, okay, by the way, how much, who should I make the check out to? He's not going to do it. Kal v'chomer. Now it gets worse, he says. Let's say he thought I'm figuring out how to break into his house and steal something. Let's say he would realize that I'm thinking about something against him. Not just I'm thinking about last year's vacation in Costa Rica, but I'm thinking about how he's an idiot. I'm not going to listen to him. He's going to tell me to pay him back in 2 months. I'll pay him back in 3 months. Then I'd really, really, really get angry. Ilu Yoda, if you would know, and this is what you should tell the Yetzirah, get out of here. Hashem is listening to me. I'm talking to Hashem. I'm asking him for things. I'm asking him for life, for parnosa, for health. And here I am thinking about all sorts of silly, foolish things. And not only that, but it's an aveira. I'm thinking against him. I'm thinking about something that makes him angry. Throw me out of my head. He'd be right not to do what I'm asking him. It's not normal to do it. And if the shoe would be on the other foot, someone else is asking me for a favor, I would throw him out. I'm no bad. I would do the same thing. Somebody asks me for something, and I know that he's thinking about something else. He must puno Hashem sod kavanosi. The way Hashem knows what I'm thinking, that person knows what I'm thinking. He'd be pretty embarrassed. Echlo Evo Shiborius, I'm embarrassed from Hashem. I have to do something to show my heart's in the right place. So that's why you do things, you go, that would be good. Although you wrote to me, neighbors of the Chosh community, for Amra Kosum, Gambos lo Yevoshu, the Kolem lo Yodo, Ozi Kona Yetzer by Sashah, if you show the Yetzer, is what he was saying all along, you have what to answer the Yetzer. You show the Yetzer that you're acting in contradiction to the way any normal person would act. You'd be considered a chutzpah, throw you out of the house. But look at you, so how do you want me to think about these things during what's Eshmon Esrei? And I'm lighting Hanukkah licht and I'm thinking about who knows what. It's a chutzpah. You have to think about Hanukkah. You think about how he won the war. Hashem made an ace. That's what he wants. Okay, stop.